Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Weekend here on Sports Overnight America, heard on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and listen to globally on the American Forces Radio Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, here. We're presented by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. With Rocket Mortgage, $10,000 towards your closing costs. How about that? RocketMortgage.com. All right, let's get into it. What a weekend we have ahead of us. NFL, college football. We're going to get into the Thursday night football recap. For those who listened yesterday, I said it, and I'm not going to give myself too much credit because I did say I'm not sure if they can, but I said the Browns are covering +3.5. I said I wouldn't be shocked if they won that game. I said the Steelers play conservatively. They rely on Boswell too much. For those who had the under, I am so sorry. I believe there's, 30-plus points scored in the fourth quarter alone of that game. That is a painful L to hold. Positive news for the New York Giants fans. Daniel Jones, thank God, has finally been released by the New York Giants. He had this press conference yesterday. It sounded like a retirement speech. It might be. I'd be shocked if anyone took a bid on him. He wouldn't be the worst backup quarterback, I guess. But he's out of New York. Tommy DeVito will be starting this week. I think we all saw that coming after the reports were coming out that Daniel Jones is playing safety for the scout team in practice yesterday. Michigan flips five-star and top quarterback recruit Bryce Underwood after a just brutal season for Michigan football following a national championship last year. Things have been real tough for them. So that will be great news. Coming up, we have Zaid Hussain on this next segment with me. We're going to dig into the Thursday night game as well as looking ahead at the NFL slate on the weekend. We got Brock Hines coming up at 40 past the hour. We'll dig into some college football talk, a little update on the Juan Soto race, some Joel Embiid drama, so much going on, NFL injury updates, a hell of a lot more here on Sports Weekend, Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Do not move. We're going to be right back. What an exciting weekend. College football playoff coming up, NFL playoffs in sight. We're starting to do that whole thing where we're looking at who's sitting where, on the board, who's sitting where for the draft order. Man, I'm excited. Don't move. We'll be right back.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Welcome back and here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Let's get him in here. Zaid Hussein, how we doing, my friend?
We are doing great, Ty. Great to be on and talking the world of sports with you tonight. Definitely some exciting games coming up this weekend, and can't wait to dive into them.
Absolutely. And before we get into that, let's chat about the Thursday night action we had last night as the Steelers traveled to Cleveland. The Browns pull out the win, 24-19. I don't know if you saw this. The Jameis Winston pregame interview quoted, "The horse is prepared for battle, but victory comes from the Lord." This guy is just loaded up with unbelievable pre- and post-game press conferences. He might be the funniest and one of my favorite players in the NFL. How about Jameis? And he played great, too.
Yeah, you know, you're going to get so many meme moments from Jameis Winston just throughout the years. And Jameis is a guy, man, you got to just love and respect, because he's a guy that goes out there, he lays it all on the line. You know, he plays with a ton of heart. And he showed it last night, man. How about that run for, you know, he rushed for a touchdown. He made a lot of big throws in the snow. And he was scrambling. He made that third down throw to Jerry Jeudy towards the end of the game to get the first down. He made a lot of really, really nice throws. And especially in that type of weather, I figured this was a game that favors the Browns when you have a guy like Nick Chubb that's a tough runner. And, you know, receivers that get open with Jeudy. I mean, Jeudy had a 85, 86 yards. But a ton of big, big catches. He's come alive in the last couple of weeks. This is a Browns team. Yeah, this is a Browns team. This is a Browns team that's literally just they're 2-8, but they were underrated coming into this game. I thought that they had a really good shot at winning. Oddsmakers did too. And when you play in that type of weather at home, you got to favor the Browns there, and they played a hell of a game.
I said it last night on air. I loved the Browns at +3.5, and I said, don't be surprised if they pull off the upset, and they did. +165 money line cashes. The over, man. For those who had the under, I am so sorry. 27 points scored in the fourth quarter alone, over 36.5 cashes. That is painful for those who took the under, but you know the saying, life is too short to bet the under. But you said it right. I mean, Jameis Winston made some big throws. He had 219 passing yards with a touchdown. And that rushing touchdown, it personified who he is as a football player. Broke his helmet. The communication device is hanging out the top of it. You know, he still goes for the two-point conversion, throws a great ball to Njoku. Nick Chubb, gritty game, 59 yards on 20 attempts with two touchdowns. And Jerry Jeudy, all six targets he caught for 85 yards. I mean, just a very well-played football game from the Cleveland Browns. The Steelers didn't play bad. It's just it wasn't enough. Calvin Austin and Jalen Warren scored Pittsburgh's only touchdowns. You saw George Pickens, you know, in the postgame interview talking about how, oh, it's the weather, it's the weather. I mean, Zayd, am I crazy or do they not play snowy, cold games in Pittsburgh? What was that about?
Yeah, I didn't really understand it. I thought, you know, he was just a little bit frustrated. I saw in the Hail Mary, he was more concerned with fighting the corner than trying to catch the ball at the end of the game, which was pretty funny. I don't know if you caught that on the
phone. Dude, insane. It was insane.
Yeah, I mean, he's almost like a Antonio Brown type of player that the Steelers used to have, you know, always getting into fights with people. Speaking of Antonio Brown, I don't know if you saw, but on Twitter, he's been tweeting up and down every day saying how he'd come back and play for the Steelers for free and to give him a call. And a reporter actually asked Mike Tomlin. He said, hey, did you see the thing with Antonio Brown? And Tomlin kind of just walked off. It was pretty funny.
I don't know if I've ever – I mean, Mike Tomlin does not play around in these press conferences, especially after a loss. You have to have, you know, just the craziest mind to think that that's a question that you're going to ask in that situation and, one, get an answer, or, two, have any respect to get called on next time around from Mike Tomlin. Just no awareness at all to throw that one in there. Yeah, what is he going to say to that? Who is that reporter asking that question? That's something that you tweet out, you quote it and tweet it out. That's not what you bring up in a post-game press conference to Mike Tomlin after they just lost a gritty game in the snow on the road to a bad team who's also a division rival, mind you. All right, Zayd, finally, as a New York Giants fan, I'm very pleased to say this. Daniel Jones released from the New York Giants today. Where does the franchise go from here? I don't know if there's – I mean, Stephen A. Smith said it best today. The stench that people talk about in New Jersey near MetLife Stadium is not from the swamp that's right on the side of the highway. It's from the front offices of the New York Jets and the New York Giants. It seems like since the Giants let Coughlin go, the franchise has just been in complete disarray. Joe Schoen, I mean, he has to be sent packing. We saw what he did in the offseason. We saw him flaunting on Hard Knocks. Oh, Daniel Jones is the guy. Yeah, we can let Saquon go. How's that looking now, brother? Saquon's tearing it up, backwards hurdling people, inventing new moves that they're throwing into Madden. Daniel Jones is playing scout team safety. He's made $100 million, by the way, paid to by the New York Giants, you signing the checks. And now he's gone. What's next for the Giants? Where do they go from here?
Yeah, I think you have to just move on and rebuild. And that's what we saw, you know. I mean, obviously this is a team that's been in poverty for a long, long time. And overall, this had to be done. You have to get rid of Daniel Jones. You have to try to start fresh. I don't know who they bring in or what they do. But I think you look towards to, you know, drafting a quarterback and you know, trying to find someone that could be a face of this team going forward because they desperately need it and the fans deserve a lot better.
Speaking of quarterbacks, let's just play this out real quick. There's obviously a lot of big-name QBs coming into the draft, you know, whether it's Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, you know, the list goes on. If you're the Giants and let's say they fall at the number four pick and, you know, I'm in complete agreement with you that they have to take a quarterback, who's your favorite quarterback coming out of college into the pros this season?
You know, in all honesty, I think you have to look at Shedeur if he's available, which I think he probably will be available. And I think Shedeur will do good under the bright lights in New York. This is, I think, a perfect match. And especially when you come in with him, you have a guy in Malik Nabers who's going to be a star wide receiver that you could grow with. I think it's the right fit. I really do. I think Travis Hunter is going to go one or two. And I think, you know, maybe people might not want the Deion Sanders effect with Shedeur and all the stuff that's around him. But I think it's a perfect opportunity for him to come into a place like New York, one of the biggest cities in the United States, and play for such a huge franchise with the Giants. I think it's a real opportunity, and I think it's a perfect fit.
I mean, as of right now, the draft order goes as follows. The Jags at one, the Titans at two, the Giants at three. I don't think Deion would let Shedeur go to the Titans. You know, he's made it very clear there's only a handful of teams that he would allow his son to play for. It seems like we're going to get one of those Eli Manning, John Elway situations. And if this draft order stays true, which, you know, I don't think the Giants are trying to win games now. As we can see, you know, Drew Locke, who was told he's going to be the number two guy, very upset, visibly upset and verbally upset. You know, he voiced his opinion on this when they announced that Tommy DeVito will be starting this weekend. He said, look, I was told I was going to be the number two. It is what it is. You know, he handled it in a very professional manner, but you can tell that he was very frustrated with this decision. As a Giants fan, I think as a football fan, I don't see in what world Tommy DeVito is even half the football player Drew Lock is. Drew Lock is a good quarterback. Don't get it twisted. Is he a starter? No. Are you building a franchise around him? No. But if the goal is to win games, am I crazy in thinking that Drew Lock is a better option than Tommy DeVito?
No, I think you're spot on with it. And I think the reason they go to DeVito, like you said, is to tank in these games and make sure that they establish themselves as a top three pick in the NFL draft. And I agree with it. I mean, I think there's nothing to play for at this point in the season. You need to completely restart and refresh, and that's what they're going to do here.
We brought up Shedeur Sanders, and I think anyone that pays attention to the NFL has heard the headlines. Deion Sanders touted to potentially take over as Cowboys coach next season. They just flipped over one of the top quarterback recruits. His name is slipping my mind right now, to Colorado. He's obviously really turned that program around. They have a huge game on the weekend as they travel to Kansas as 3-point favorites, which we're going to get into later in the show as well. Do you think Deion coaching the Cowboys is contingent on them drafting Shedeur? Or do you think if the offer's on the table, regardless of where Shedeur goes, Deion would answer that call and go take over as head coach in Dallas?
No, I think he either stays in Colorado or he goes wherever Shedeur goes. I don't see him taking a job without following Shedeur. I think it's going to be a package type of deal. And, you know, I just don't see it with the Cowboys, man. I really don't. I don't think Jerry Jones makes that type of move to bring him in, especially if his son's not going to be there. I mean, they just signed Dak and paid him the most money in the NFL, which I never really understood because I think Dak's a guy that cannot win big games. But overall, I think it's a package deal, or he stays in Colorado. And I remember him talking about how he always likes coaching college players and not NFL players because college players are still going to listen to what you say, what you do. There's still rules. You kind of have control over the locker room. With the NFL, all these guys are making millions of dollars. They're doing what they want at the end of the day. They're going to do what they want and how they want to do things, and they're not going to listen to the coach as much as a college type of football player.
I agree. I don't see him going to Dallas. And to be honest, I don't see Shedeur falling that far in the draft. However, how painful would it be for Dallas fans if the Giants snagged Shedeur and then brought in Deion as the head coach? Not saying it's going to happen, but something to keep your eye on. All right, Zaid, stay right there. He's going to be with us for the next segment as well here on Sports Weekend. I'm your host, Ty Levine. We'll be right back. Don't move. We have a ton of stuff coming up and some breaking injury news out of San Francisco as well as they look to face off against the Packers this weekend. We'll be right back.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back to Sports Weekend here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, joined by Zaid Hussain, who, man, I just love having on. Chopping it up, talking some NFL, some college football. Zaid, let's just jump right into this breaking news. Brock Purdy out with a shoulder injury. I believe Brandon Allen will be starting in place of him this week. And look, this is a really tricky game to get thrown into as a backup. The Niners are traveling to Green Bay. Green Bay is a -3-point favorite. I'm going to check and see as you get into it if that line has moved. Kittle and Bosa still questionable. Without Purdy, I mean, do the Niners stand a chance here? And how crucial is this game and getting a win here for their season? And probably the tightest, I mean, it's definitely the tightest division in the NFL.
Yeah, Niners now +5.5 after the news. So the Packers, it moved another 2.5 points. You know, for me, this is a game I think San Fran can still win. I always said, you know, I think if you put me at quarterback for the 49ers, we'd still have a chance because you got a guy in Christian McCaffrey behind there. So, honestly, you know, this is a game that they're still in. I think you stick with your power running game. You do a lot of dump off screen passes. You keep it short and sweet. Throw it, you know, in between the sticks. Nothing deep. I think that they can still win this game. I think you got to lean on your guy McCaffrey here and, you know, lead the offense down the field. I think the Packers are good, but this is a Packers team that barely won against the Bears, which they really should have lost. They didn't put up a ton of points. They've scored, 14 and 20 points in the last 2 weeks. The offense hasn't really been there. And if Bosa plays, I think that, you know, San Fran defense can hold them here and be live to win. I think even if they lose, you know, they'll rally towards the end of the season to make the playoffs. And if they get in healthy, they're a team that could beat anybody. You know, I've said it for the last couple weeks. But I think this game's going to be closer than the line anticipates. I really do. I think, you know, it doesn't matter who really behind their quarterback. As long as you got McCaffrey there, you have a chance.
As of right now, it's showing Nick Bosa as being out. Did not practice in Thursday's practice due to that hip injury. Trent Williams also questionable. You know, but I'm kind of on board with you here. The fact that for the Packers at least, Alexander and Josh Jacobs also both listed as questionable. Alexander is obviously huge for their defense. And as of right now, I'm not seeing anything on Kittle not playing. And I think that he, obviously Christian McCaffrey is the star on that offense. He's the most crucial player. He'll have the most touches. But I think people underestimate the importance of Kittle and that safe option that he provides for whoever's in at quarterback. And if you have him on your fantasy team this week and he's playing, expect him to have a big week in my eyes. I think that Allen's going to check down to him a lot. Throw those little easy completions, build some confidence. And I'm with you here. I think that Shanahan's a good enough coach to put together a game plan to at least keep this close. Do I think the Niners are going to win outright? No. But do I think that the Packers, even with the injuries, are they that much better than the 49ers? I don't think so at all. So I'm rolling with you there, taking the Niners at +5.5. See, let's get into some college football stuff here. there's some huge, huge games over the weekend in terms of playoff picture implications. Let's start with Indiana traveling to Ohio State. There's a huge debate right now going on in the world of college football in regards to these rankings, strength of schedule. And it's, you know, it's tough because a lot of times I'm on board with this saying of, look, you know, if they have a good resume, you know, they have a good record, they deserve to be in. I don't really love the argument. Oh, if you put Indiana up against a team like Texas A&M, you know, who do you think is going to win? Obviously, it's going to be Texas A&M every time. However, when you look at Indiana's schedule, it's very, very, very weak. And it's not their fault. I don't think they expected to have the season that they had. Is there a world where Indiana can lose this game and still make it into the playoffs?
Yes, I think 100% they can, because you've got to look at it like, if they lose, they're not losing to a team that's a garbage team. I think if they lose this game, they need to win out, though. I think that's without a question. So if they lose this game and then go on to beat Purdue, you have to put them in, because it's not like you're losing to a team that's, you know, unranked. Ohio State is, I believe, the second-ranked team in the country right now.
Yep.
So if you lose to Ohio State and win, you're talking about a one-loss team. You have to put them in. I really think you do. Overall, I was always on board with you of, you know, if you have, regardless of strength of schedule, if you're winning every single game, you deserve to be in, because it's like, what else is there to do? I mean, is it your fault that you're playing these type of teams? At the end of the day, you win, you're in. That's how I look at it.
I agree. Now, let me throw this hypothetical at you, because I think this is where I lie with this Indiana team. If they keep it close, they're in, like, no doubt, because I think they're going to beat Purdue. If they don't beat Purdue and they lose to Ohio State, no matter what, obviously they're out. Now, if Indiana walks into Columbus and loses by 28-plus, are they still in for you?
That's different. I think that's different. It depends the loss. If it's, like you said, if it's a blowout, ugly type of loss, then maybe another team makes a case to, you know, jump them. But overall, if you drop this by anything less than 10 to 4, I think anything under 2 touchdowns, and then they go out and they beat Purdue dominantly, I think you keep them in. I really do.
The talk of Texas has been very, very, very quiet since they lost to Georgia in, you know, overwhelming fashion. It was an ugly loss. They got punched in the mouth at home. And since then, we haven't really heard much of them. They're at home against a Kentucky team this week that is not good. They're 1-6 in SEC play, 4-6 overall. Texas is minus 20.5, so they're favored to win by 3 touchdowns, essentially. If Texas doesn't win out, are they in? Because for me, if they don't find a way to beat Texas A&M on Thanksgiving weekend, their best win comes against a number 10 Michigan team that we've now learned past week 2 when they faced off is not a good team. You know, effectively, I don't believe Vanderbilt is ranked anymore either. So the two ranked wins that they have outside of Oklahoma, who also isn't ranked, the 3 ranked wins that they have, I don't believe any of these teams are ranked in the top 25 anymore. If they don't beat Kentucky and beat Texas A&M, you know, is Texas still in this playoff for you as a 3-loss or a 2-loss team?
Man, you know, it's really, really tough. I think it depends on how everything plays out here. I think if they lose to Texas A&M, how do they lose in the game? You know, is it a route? Is it a very close game? You know, I think it's all hypothetical here. I think if they win out, obviously they're in. If they lose to Texas A&M on a last-second, you know, field goal, I think you still keep them in. It really depends how the loss is going into, you know, the playoff. It has to be close for sure.
I got Ole Miss on upset alert this week. They're traveling to Florida. They're minus 12.5. What do you think of this game in general as a whole?
Ole Miss is a team to me that's been, you know, up and down. I'm sorry, let me pull it up. I just want to get the accurate line right here. Give me 1 second. Yeah, so Ole Miss, I see 12.5. You know, the total on the game is interesting to me because it opened up at 60.5. Now it's down to 55.5. So, you know, you don't really see a total drop 5 whole points in a game like this. Florida at home is a team, you know, they're 2-3 in their last 5 games. Ole Miss winning 3 straight, 8-2. I think this is a game they obviously have to win. I think if Ole Miss wins out, you know, I think you put them in too. I mean, if Ole Miss finishes 10-2, do you have them in or do
100%.
You skip out on them?
I had Ole Miss prior to their loss to Kentucky. I had Ole Miss as my sleeper to win the whole thing.
I think they have a fantastic team. And in a game, I mean, the LSU game is an inexcusable loss. There's no world in which, and I think that if they played that game, you know, a simulation of that game 10 times, I think they win 9 times out of 10. Undoubtedly, for me, if they beat Florida and Mississippi State, there's no way, shape, or form that this team shouldn't be in the playoff. And to be honest, I don't think this is a team that anybody wants to face. With that being said, though, Florida, they got their QB back. It seems like Billy Napier, since he got the vote of, you know, the vote of confidence from the athletic director there, that they want to keep him there, that this is his team, that they believe in him, that things have, you know, turned in a positive direction outside of, you know, a blowout loss to Texas, and obviously Georgia as well, who are both good teams. I don't know. This one is tricky for me, but I do like Florida against the spread. Are you riding with me there, or you think Ole Miss wins this game convincingly?
I think it's going to be a tougher game. I like the Florida with 12 points as well. Now, I just wanted to ask you one thing before, you know, we head off as we're closing down for me. Is there any scenario or any possibility Colorado wins the next two games in dominant fashion that they somehow get into the college football playoff? I know they're ranked right now number 16 in the country.
Yes, I think if they, you know, if they obviously win their division, I think that they're in. If they win the Big 12, that they'll be in. However, I'm very worried for them this weekend. This is a Kansas team that just took down an undefeated BYU on the road at the exact same line. Kansas was +3 against BYU, won that game outright. With that being said, do I think that Colorado are going to lose this game? No, but there's a path for Colorado. You know, there's always that term that, you know, there's a path for them to get there. But they have to win, for me, in convincing fashion against Kansas, and they have to absolutely roll Oklahoma State and win the Big 12 title game. That's my road in there for Colorado. All right, Zade, thank you so much for joining us. It is always a pleasure to have you on. Up next, we're going to get into some more NFL weekend, some other stuff around the NBA. Joel Embiid, I mean, what's going on with this guy? We're going to talk about it next here on Sports Weekend. Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Todd Levine. Thank you again, Zade Hussain.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Sports Weekend here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Let's get him in here. One of my favorite people to talk to on air, Brock Hines. How are we doing, Brock?
Tyler, I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well, my friend. Doing well. All right, before we get into some football and Joel Embiid and all this crazy stuff going on, the season just ended. My Yankees lost in the World Series to the Dodgers. No one cares about that anymore. It's all about the race for Juan Soto. Reports that I'm seeing on Twitter, and maybe my algorithm is rigged for me, it's saying the Yanks are in front and the Mets and Sox are trailing. Yankees reportedly offered $660 million. Are you hearing those same reports, or is my algorithm rigged to make me happy?
It's probably a little of both. The algorithm may be, trying to get Soto back in pinstripes where he belongs. The things I was reading today, and I don't know, Tyler, who to believe. But I guess there's a couple of surprise teams, they said, that were in the mix in interviewing him. But they're going to listen. We discussed this, you and I did, when we were on with Marty before. They're willing to listen to anybody. They'll provide as much leverage as they can. Because the surprise team, I guess they went into Tampa, supposedly. And I mean, it's like, he's not going to Tampa. I think we both agreed he wants to play in the spotlight. For anybody who didn't hear us earlier, he's going to end up in a big, big market, which means New York. Los Angeles may be a long shot. But no, I'm seeing everything, him still pointing to Gotham.
Yeah, I'm loving that news. And I agree with you. I think, obviously, all the reports are always going to say new teams in the mix. These meetings went well. It's how it always goes. But when push comes to shove, I think he's ended up in New York as well. Pretty much the exact opposite type of guy. Juan Soto, reliable, shows up every night. Everyone wants him. Joel Embiid, questionable again tonight due to knee injury speculation. The Sixers are obviously in a very, very bad spot. Some reports are starting to surface, and I actually alluded to this last night on the show. Is he going to be traded? What has to happen in Philly for them to turn this thing around? Because as of right now, something has to change. I don't know. Is it the head coach being fired? That seems to be the trend nowadays, like we saw with the Bruins. And obviously, things are changing around in New York with both football teams. Dallas McCarthy won't be there. But, for now, the 76ers, where do they go from here? And do you think it would be a smart move for them to trade Embiid and, get a haul for him? Because he's obviously a fantastic player. But, the lack of being able to play back-to-back, he's always out injured. He's never available in the postseason. Where do the Sixers go from here for you?
Tyler, I think you got to admit this may not be the right place to start, but I just think, like with the Bruins you mentioned, the coach is the one that falls first always, is the scapegoat. I don't think you can start trading players and moving anybody around until you make an upper move, which means a coach. I think Nick Nurse is the coach or the trader of record, if you will, even though he doesn't make the trades. He's viewed as being at the controls. I think a change has to come in the coaching ranks before you start shuffling players around. If not, I think you start to lose some of the confidence of other players. And what's already a 2-12 mess, Tyler, is going to turn into a 6-31 mess. And so I think you got to make that move first. You got to do things in a logical order.
I'm pretty shocked that that hasn't been done yet, to be honest. I mean, they're sitting here at 2-12, dead last in the Eastern Conference behind the Washington Wizards.
Isn't it amazing?
I don't know if anybody, I don't care who you are, there is not a single human being on earth that could have predicted that. The 76ers would be behind the Washington Wizards, dead last in the East at this point in the season. And granted, it is still very early, but it's just an insane situation to me. It's like, how did we get here as a Sixers fan? I'm not a Sixers fan, but you have to think that the Sixers fans are asking themselves, how did we end up here? It's just absolutely unbelievable, man. All right, let's get into some NFL.
coming up this weekend. It's touted that Mike Evans back for the Bucs, taking on the Giants. They're rolling with Tommy DeVito at QB. Bucs are -6. What do you make of this situation in New York? You know, the Giants obviously released Daniel Jones today. Their GM, I don't see a world where he stays around much longer after, you know, him kind of boasting and being all arrogant on Hard Knocks, acting like he's this guy. You know, let's say Kwon go, he's tearing up the league, inventing new moves every week. And then, you know, Daniel Jones collected over $100 million from the organization and was the scout team safety in practice yesterday. So coming up on this game of the weekend, I think the Bucs are going to win. But where do you think the Giants go from here?
Well, you know, I think what Zaid was telling you in the last segment was absolutely true. I think both of you hit on it, too. When you go from your number one, basically, to your number three quarterback, you're sending a loud signal of what you, at least in the short term, expect to do. And that is, of course, I hate to use the word tank, but that's what they're going to be doing, is tanking. Again, the Giants leadership at the top is much like the Cowboys, and you and I think probably over the four major sports could probably name six or seven GMs that are totally total train wrecks. And I think that there's more to the Giants than just the quarterback issues and the team issues. The team's a poor team. But everything starts at the top. I mean, it's cliche, but it's the truth, and that's where they go from here. Is they gotta start making some moves up top and change this the direction of this team. Between the Giants and the Jets, I feel so bad for New York area football fans because I don't see anything changing in the near future for either of those franchises.
The old saying is the fish rots at the head, and it proves to be true time and time and time again. It doesn't matter what sport, it doesn't matter at what level. If things are not well put together at the top, it's not even outside of sports, a business. You got a bad CEO, where's the business going? In the toilet. And we see it time and time again, and you know, ultimately changes have to be made. The only benefit for us Giants fans is I've lived and watched two Super Bowl victories, so I can take my medicine here and allow us to rebuild and be a little more patient. Let's talk about two teams that are in the pretty much polar opposite situation and having a great season so far. And for me, it's the game of the week, Monday night, as the Ravens travel into SoFi Stadium to take on the Chargers. Ravens are a -3 favorite, which is a little shocking to me considering how well the Chargers have played on the defensive end and considering how bad the Ravens defense is. What are your thoughts on this game, Brock? You think the Ravens truly deserve to be a -3 favorite in this game?
It's pretty much a pick 'em. I think, Tyler, the Ravens brand name has bought them a couple of points here. And frankly, and I think you've probably heard it, my Sports in 60 segment on Justin Tucker, right now that team is in huge trouble, big trouble.
Yep.
If you don't have a kicker, he's the second worst kicker in the NFL, literally, behind down at the Falcons there. It's insane. Just start with the kicking, how important it is, especially at this time of the season. Especially, I don't know, the game. I don't know what you think about this. You were talking with Zaid about numbers. Does 51, if I can ask you, does 51 seem like a big total in that game to you or not necessarily?
The only reason I don't think it does is because the Ravens defense is that bad, and I think that the Chargers can hang up 28-plus here. If this was the Ravens defense of last year, I'd say that the under here looks amazing to me. But considering how well the Chargers defense has been playing, it does seem a little big because they don't give up a lot of points. And we just saw we've seen the Ravens multiple times this season struggle against good defenses. We just saw against Pittsburgh, last week or 2 weeks ago, when Lamar is rushed and when he doesn't have that time to make a play and get set and get through his reads, he's not the same player. And for me, he's the clear favorite in the MVP race. Is one of the best, undoubtedly and unarguably, the best quarterbacks in the league. But when you factor in the fact that the Ravens struggle against these really solid defenses, And you know, their wide receiver core is not elite by any means. I think if the Chargers buckle down here and just focus on, you know, containing Lamar and not letting him get past the line of scrimmage rushing and keeping Derrick Henry at bay, I think that this game definitely goes under.
Yeah, I'm just sort of caught up, I guess, probably in speaking of brands in the old Ravens. But, I mean, certainly one of the great storylines is, you know, brother versus brother in the coaching ranks. There's a lot so to cool. like about this game. I like, if you like the Chargers at home, I like them much better as an underdog. This goes way before your time, Tyler, but this goes back to the Marty Schottenheimer days when the Chargers were in San Diego. Always a poor home favorite. They just gag at home, and I can take you through three decades of Charger games where they're just, if you enjoy handicapping football, they are a miserable home favorite. They are a great dog. They're especially a great road dog. And you say, well, players change and coaches change. I will tell you, makeups and characters of teams stay the same. I've followed sports. People think I'm crazy. They call it a black swan theory. I don't buy any of that. I think teams get reputations, and it's really hard to break the molds on some of them. Some molds are broken. You look in, you know, teams that have just gone from miserable to success, maybe like my New England Patriots. Some molds are broken, but some aren't. And with the Chargers, it seems very odd, and you and I, think, touched on it when we were on earlier this week again, too, the fact that they are truly one of the under-the-radar teams in the NFL, and very quietly are creeping up. And with Kansas City losing, I'm not saying they're going to catch Kansas City, but I think they'll at least Kansas City will for once look in their rearview mirror.
Well, the thing about Kansas City as well, let's transition over to that, because I mean, outside of the next 2 weeks, they play the Panthers and the Raiders. I think, you know, those are very easy wins. They face off against the Chargers on December 8th, which for me, like, I think that in the beginning of the season, you would have said, all right, yeah, the Chiefs are gonna sweep this matchup. They struggled against the Chargers on the road, and as you've been saying, the Chargers are not necessarily the best home team. And you know, in terms of momentum, the Chargers are going in the right direction. And even though the Chiefs are 9-1, I don't know. It seems like they're going in the wrong direction, and it looks like the formula is out against them. If you can put up some points and you know, contain them, they can be beat. The first game that their defense blinked, they lost. And they don't have exactly the easiest run-in in terms of games. They play the Chargers, the Browns, who are not a team that you can overlook. Are they a good team? No. But we just saw it last night. They have absolutely nothing to lose. Jameis Winston is a rally guy. You know, they have somewhat of a competent defense. They play the Texans, the Steelers, who have an unbelievable defense, and the Broncos, who for me are a team to keep your eye on. I think the Broncos are a playoff team. Call me crazy here. What are your thoughts on these Broncos moving forward? Because that's the team that I have, you know, that's going to be a dark horse come playoff time.
And with the coaching there, I would go with your last sentence there, Tyler, and say moving forward. I think this year they have a shot to get in the, because of some of the weakness in the AFC, of getting into a playoff spot. My thinking is in 2025, Tyler, circle the Broncos as probably being one of the bright spots. So I don't disagree with you there. My feeling on the Chiefs, by the way, and I don't know if you see it too, is they look like they just play well enough to get by. And it's not...
Yep.
There's other teams. We can probably, you and I could name six other teams that play fast. The Commanders play a fast brand of football. You know, giddy up and go. The Bills do. They get up to the line. They play fast. The Chiefs just look like, yeah, we're out here to stroll. We know we got Mahomes. We can get by. But I don't get that killer instinct. Having said that, of course, you'll need to look at the last several Super Bowls to know what they've done. But yeah. I don't get that thing. Hey, may I bring up one thing in case we're up against the time? Could I just bring up something you talked about with Zaid?
Yeah, go ahead real quick.
Yeah, real quick. The Indiana thing, the one thing I want to mention about that in college football is look at the margin of victory besides the strength of schedule. As you pointed out, strength of schedule is one thing, but they have thumped everybody they have played. Don't discount that. And I think that's one thing that has to be taken into account. Do they win this weekend? You know, probably not. I think they still stay close. But I just want to throw that in there. Margin of victory You can't take that away. They've thumped everybody in their sight.
Love that. I actually agree. All right, Brock Hines, thank you so, so much for joining us. This is an unbelievable segment. We'll be right back for the two-minute drill here on Sports Weekend. I'm your host, Kyle Levine. We'll be right back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All right, it's time for the two-minute drill here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Want to give a quick shout-out to Zaid Hussein and Brock Hines. Unbelievable job tonight on the show. Brock brought up a great point about this whole Indiana debate, getting into the college football playoff, even if they lose this week against Ohio State. Regardless of strength of schedule, margin of victory is something that's very important to take into account. And just because you had an easy schedule, you know, if you're sitting at 10-0 and you're just absolutely washing teams 31-7, 77-3, 42-13, 52-14, 42-28, 41-24, 56-7, they haven't had a single close game this entire season. So even if they lay an egg against Ohio State, let's say they lose by 21. You know, does a 10-1 team deserve to be in the playoff? I think so. Hey, outside of this Ravens and Chargers game, a game that I really have my eye on this weekend is the Eagles and the Rams. Philadelphia is -3. Devontae Smith ruled out injured. I think we might see some regression here from these Philadelphia Eagles. I'm rocking with the Rams at +3 as my lock of the week. All right, up next, Rick Tittle. Thank you guys so much for tuning in again here on Sports Overnight America. Shout out to our sponsors, Geico and Rock Mortgage. Shout out to Sports Byline USA, all the producers, Zayd Hussain, Brock Hines. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. I'll see you next week, 5 o'clock Eastern on Friday, for another edition of First Touch. Have a great weekend. See you soon.